I'm Dermot McIntyre, and today we're talking about craft, and we're doing so on a small country boreen near Cappamore in County Limerick, and we're joined today by three members of the Limerick Craft Collective.
Hello, my name's Eric O'Neill. I'm an artist blacksmith, a traditional blacksmith, and I'm also a contemporary artist.
I'm Claire Jordan. I'm a ceramic artist. Using hand-building techniques, I create sculpture, wall art, tabletop items and jewellery.
My name is Fergus Grant Stevenson. I'm a silversmith, and I make a range of sterling silver jewellery based on Irish historical artefacts.
We're just outside Cappamore, County Limerick, and we've got the Slievelan Mountains on our left. At the bottom of this boreen is the Mullcair River, and way off to our right are the Galtee Mountains. And all three of you are actually based in the countryside.
East Limerick seems to be having quite a strength of creativity because we three are within 10-minute drive of each other. I think the countryside lends itself to being creative.
Yes, I'm 50 metres up the road, but all around us we have vernacular, ironwork, inspiration, nature. It's fantastic.
When you walk outside your studio to take a 2-minute break to be able to look out and see the horizons and nature, I think is very inspirational rather than just looking out onto a brick wall.
One of the things that all three of you have in common is you weren't there as children saying, I'm going to be a blacksmith, I'm going to be a silversmith. How did it all begin for you?
Well, I've been working with metal for about 30 years. The dog-eat-dog world of sight, and the guy that shouts the loudest, and sergeant major, and it was usually me. And then I went to my forge and mellowed out and expressed a side of me not many people knew I have. Write poetry, create sculpture. In 2008, with the complete wipeout of the construction industry, I was a hobbyist blacksmith at that stage. And I said, right, I've an opportunity here to fully immerse myself in something that I'm really passionate about. I essentially locked myself away in my forge for 4 years. And in the meantime, went to the UK to be formally trained as well.
So the recession became a real trigger in that transformation for you, Eric, but also for you too, Claire.
Yes, in 2010 I became unemployed rather unexpectedly from having worked in financial and electronic roles, and having been playing with clay from a hobby perspective, much like Eric had been hobbying in his passion, I took the opportunity of having time on my hands to start creating some pieces, and people started commenting on how the work was lovely and could I make something for them, and thought, gosh, maybe I could do this as an actual day job.
And you've actually got one of your pieces with you there. Would you describe it for us?
Well, it's a handmade swallow wall piece. It's a flat slab cut into the shape of the swallow and then painted with particular colours of cobalt and oxides to reflect the actual colour pattern of the swallow bird itself. The swallow is my logo and the mark I put on my work. The year I started in the business in 2010, the swallows returned to nesting in our garage. So I took them as a symbol of what I do, and I love their flight. They're fantastic to watch in flight.
And Claire has that beautiful light porcelain piece in her hands. But Fergus, you've got your work on your hands.
It's one of the most important things about a piece of jewellery is its hand feel, how it feels when you pick it up, how it feels when you put it on. All my jewellery is based on Irish historical artefacts. I used to be an archaeologist, and that led me to have a real interest and a passion about historical artefacts, about historical tools and techniques. This bangle here is an exact replica of a Viking bangle from the 9th, 10th century with stamped designs on the band and then a spiral closure. That's why I like making it, because it's not just my designs, you know, it has that kind of historical pedigree.
Some of the guys that come across my work and say, bloody hell, that's amazing. How did you create that, you know? And it's just tapping into that creative element that we all have.
So many people don't think that they have a creative bone in their body, but yet everybody does. And I remember back to being in art class at first year in presentation and being really, really challenged because I was no good at life drawing, and hence stopped art, didn't continue it, went off into the whole academic cycle of accounting, economics, etc., left my creative side it's only since 2010 that I've had the opportunity to really get into that whole level of creativity again, because there was this mental block of saying, oh no, I can't draw. So therefore I wasn't creative.
Eric, we've come now to the driveway of your house, and one can't but come up this road and see your work.
One of the first pieces I created was this piece. It's a tribute to Munster.
At the gate of your house.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Munster logo. It was a joy to create. It was pretty early on in my blacksmithing career, so a heap of techniques had to be learnt. And, you know, it's a statement in time of where my skills were at that moment in time.
We've to part the gates to head on in towards Eric's workshop. And we've come now to the edge, and we can look down into Eric's workshop and the fire drawing us in. Something, I suppose, that both of you would share as well, Claire and Fergus.
Yeah, indeed. I use fire a lot in my work. You don't work silver hot like you do steel, but I use a variety of blow torches for a lot of different techniques in my work for soldering, for joining.
In using the elements we've got, you know, the earth, wind, fire, water, they're all combined with our own creative design thought processes and our hands to bring all of those elements together.
Do you find that there's a lot of shared activities and techniques amongst craft workers?
Most of us work on our own, so it's pretty insular. So when we actually combine and do a show and interact with each other, we can speak about techniques, share business acumen. So it's right across the board. And as a collective, to share that information and to help lift everybody and bring them to the next level. Because it's a pretty tough road out there, being a craftsperson, being on your own. It's not just the creative elements. You're master of everything. The creative elements are sometimes the easiest, because that's you in your space.
What we might do is actually head on in to see Eric at work in his forge. And Fergus, would you actually come in and look at the work that other craftspeople are doing to see how they approach it, what their techniques are?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting to see how other people work. I mean, obviously within your own discipline, within your own craft, you have a real interest. So I would be very interested in what other jewelers are doing. But even, you know, cross-disciplinary, you get real inspirations for shapes, colours. You know, you don't want to close your mind off, you want to open your mind.
We've come right into the heart of the forge. The electric fire is going there. That's the motor we can hear, Eric.
Traditionally, we would have been used to a hand-drawn bellows. Now I've actually two hands free. And for me, it's all about colours. We're in a darkened environment to see if my fire is working. Is it efficient? And see the colour of the steel. So when I see the colour of steel, I know when to hit it. What technique I can use at this colour. Where I need to place it on the anvil. The metal is cooling at the moment. So we're looking at blood red to an orange.
Whilst Eric's talking about, well, how many minutes will it take the fire to get the piece of metal to a ready state, I'm watching the clay like that too, which is like why I was up at 5:30 this morning, because I needed to cut clay, form it, and then know that it's going to need till tomorrow for me to be able to take it to its next stage. You wouldn't dream of putting your clay into the kiln until it's red, greenware ready, as we would call it in the trade, that otherwise it's going to explode on you and all your work's gone to naught. I've been playing with clay for nearly 20 years now, and it's down to the touch.
I use sound in my work, because when I'm hammering out a piece of silver and you hit it and it's soft, there's a kind of a dull ting, and I can work on it and work on it, hammering it away. I know instantly when I have to stop, when it's gone too hard, because you get a bright, ringing bell-like sound, and that means that I've worked it enough. I have to stop. I have to heat it back up again. I have to re-soften it.
And slowly, while we've been talking here, Fergus's eyes have been drawn completely to Eric's work, but you're seeing that shape emerge from the metal.
Many people look at this old anvil and they say, that's a prehistoric tool. And I smile and I say, I can create in 5 minutes a better piece of work than any CNC or any laser or any plasma. Most engineers, most tool makers, they will agree. I can bring it to life. I can bend it this way. I can give it a contour. Now this little textured leaf is completely individual. I will never hit it with that amount of force again. And even if I tried, I couldn't. Will I ever know everything about blacksmithing? Absolutely not. And it's the journey, it's a never-ending journey. It's not a four-year degree, it's a 94-year degree. And it's the enjoyment of actually learning, picking up a book, seeing another craftsperson, and learning a new technique. It has me on my toes as I'm speaking.
So we might just step out from the heat of the furnace. I think even the mic is melting.
There's a piece over there in the corner that's a vernacular gate. On the old Cork Road, I spotted two of these. And there's only two of them left. They're probably 1930s when those houses were built. So the following day, I pulled up outside, got out my sketchbook, my measuring tape, and recreated that to the millimetre of what we have on the old Cork Road. First thing I look at a house is their gate. And any piece of ironwork, and I say, that's fantastic.
And have you found, since you've started working in craft, that your relationship with the world around you has actually changed?
Yes, my family have gotten sick of me just stopping and looking at things. But yes, it has enriched all our lives with our understanding of our own craft for whatever level we have of that. You really start to appreciate other craft skills. Just makes the world a far more interesting place and a far richer place.
And I think when you're a creative person, then pretty much anything can be an inspiration, like a walk on a beach, you're picking up a shell. Your creative mind starts to analyse, well, why do I like that? Oh, I like the curves that are in that. That's interesting. That interplay of two curves, that's really lovely. When you're passionate, everything flows back into your passion.
I suppose at the core of that process is transformation. And that's what each one of you is involved in, is a process of taking some raw material and through your craft and through your skill, transforming it.
I think the passion of being able to use your creative skills, those random thoughts that cross your head as you're kind of coming up with inspirations, mixing it with those elements we earlier mentioned, and that combination is just magic.
Being able to make something usable, something functional with your hands is something that most people don't have a real experience of. I mean, it adds a complexity and a richness to your life to be able to create things, and also to even just to interact with them. Just being able to pick up something that's been made by a master craftsman, sits well in the hand, pleases the eye by its shape. You sit there and you look at the thing and go, oh, that's really nice, I like that. And it's not the answer to all of life's problems, but it does make your life better.
When I look at a gate, it doesn't have to be 12 vertical bars. Let's create something. Let's create a vine. Let's create a rose. It's limitless. It's down to your imagination. It's not just the piece that you give the customer. It's a piece of yourself.